Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Mark Falenga, who is Senior Vice President with the Merchandise Mart, the man in charge of Neocon. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing really well, Kemp. How are you doing today?
I'm doing real well. Thanks for being on the show with us today. I knew people would want to hear, as they pack for Neocon and head up there, most people, I think, will arrive on Sunday, what to anticipate when they get to Chicago. Hey, first, right off the bat, it looks like you're getting a little bit of rain this weekend, and it's going to cool things off, and it may be just one of those great Chicago weather three-day periods, right?
It was hot, cooled down a little bit. It's in the mid-60s, and I'm looking out my window now to a bright, clear, sunny Chicago day. Mm-hmm. It will be great here. Yeah. There's a lot of activity in the building right now. I've been spending most of my time walking around a building and making sure everything's shaping up well. Many of the showrooms are moving their furniture in, getting set, putting their last touches on those terrific showrooms. The temporary exhibitors are getting moved in. Much of their product is now up on the 7th and 8th floors, and many of those people are here starting to set up, and there's a great level of activity in the building. It's nice to see so much life for the show and so many companies having put so much effort forth in their showrooms.
Well, that's one of the things I wanted to ask you was around anticipated traffic. I know you track pre-registrations, you track hotel bookings. You also probably talk to some of these major firms, and they probably give you some feedback. So what do you think? Is this going to be one of those years where we have to stand for an elevator for 20 minutes to get up?
We are expecting more traffic this year than last, and as you said, the best indicators we have are the hotel pickup, which is really that's people putting money down in hotels. People have been getting in contact with us looking for help getting rooms because all of the rooms are booked up in the city, but our pickup this year is 27% over where it was last year, so that is that's probably our most tangible indicator as to what the attendance will be, and that we do anticipate more traffic from that. Our pre-registration is also up about 6% over last year. Again, another strong indicator that if nothing else, the traffic should be up. And I think what's going on now is that, you know, up until the last couple of weeks here, the stock market has been very strong. Companies have been reporting very strong earnings. The majority of the S&P 500 companies have been reporting better results than expected over the last quarter. Employment has been going up on a nice, steady growth curve, and all of those indicators are what fuels this industry. And when companies are hiring, when they're growing, when they're making money, they want to start spending some of that money to attract and retain good employees. And that, coupled with the fact that many of these companies just have held their purse strings very tight over the last several years, means that there's a lot of pent-up demand. And I think the attendance here is indicative of that anticipated business. And we're seeing that this in the BIFMA reports as well, that orders are up 20% or so this year over last year this time. So it should be a good show, and there should be more talk about business this year than in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's a lot more projects going on. I can tell you, we just, for this, in preparation of going to Neocon, we put together a commercial market report, which is our June issue. And there are two hot spots in the flooring business right now. And fortunately, one of the hottest spots is the contract commercial market. The show brings, even in a slow year, around 40,000 attendees. So you're probably anticipating more than that number this year, aren't you?
Right. I think last year we had 42,000 attendees or so. So you're right. And this year, I don't know, maybe we'll have 45,000, 46,000. It's hard to say. I'd say even beyond that, qualitatively, an optimistic crowd. There's a lot of enthusiasm, and there's an upbeat attitude as you walk around the floors here at the Merchandise Mart. And I think that, you know, this is forward-looking industry, and I think you'll see a lot more of that even this year.
Now, one of the things I definitely want to talk about, people are packing their bags, like I said. They're going to jump on a plane either Saturday or Sunday. They're coming to Chicago. They're coming to Neocon. What are some things that they need to make sure that they don't miss when they come to the show this year?
I'd say, you know, first of all, we have about 60 or so floor covering companies here, probably about evenly split between permanent showrooms and temporary exhibits. So I think for your crowd, there's such a critical mass of those floor covering companies here that can't be missed. In total, we have about 1,000 exhibitors, and the big feature here is always new products, and this is a show around which new products are introduced. So it's a great opportunity for anyone that's in the business to get educated on what new products are available so that they could be educated in working with their clients or for themselves to make sure that they're making the best choices given a full understanding of what's available. In addition, we've got a lot of educational opportunities this year. We have more educational sessions than we've ever had before, with 140 sessions, all CEU accredited. We have several keynote speakers. We've got Margaret Russell here, the editor-in-chief for Architectural Digest, a fellow named Henrik Fisker, who has designed and developed the Fisker Karma. It's an exotic sports car that's a hybrid and has been getting a lot of play in the press. And Henrik is going to be here talking about the evolution of the design of that vehicle and their rollout of it. We've got Ed Begley, Jr., a great environmentalist, and Amy Wells, who's the set decorator on Mad Men, a television show, and Matt Peterson, who is the CEO of Global Green. So this industry is very concerned about sustainable trends, and a lot of our focus to the show is centered around that. In addition, there's a lot of special events. We have over a dozen special events, the DIFA Gala, IIDA, Cool Gala, Black Tie Event, a number of others, and a range of pavilions here, some of which are new, some of which have grown, but you know, we have a healthcare pavilion, an education pavilion, a lighting pavilion, a hospitality pavilion. So our general philosophy is to really create a wide range of activities that will provide opportunities for everybody so that you could have some fun here, you could get your education, your CEU credits if you need that, you could ramp up on new trends in the industry, and most importantly, you could see new products and understand them best from the people that have developed them and are rolling them out for the first time.
Yeah, and not to mention the parties. You know, there's a lot of gatherings that go on, starting around 3 o'clock or so almost every afternoon.
Exactly. You know. So we're expecting a big fair here, and, you know, we look forward to seeing everybody, and, you know, a lot to see here, a lot of new surprises, and a lot of opportunity.
Okay, great. Well, Mark, again, I appreciate you spending time with us. I wanted to make sure everybody knew from your perspective what you were anticipating and then things that they need to see. Again, we've been talking to Mark Falanga, who's Senior Vice President with the Merchandise Mart, the man in charge of Neocon, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.